Yeah, hello, good afternoon. Gary Dixon from Spectrum Personnel. Apologies to Kyle from Fatbuzz, fatbuzz.com, innovative social networking business based in Scotland. Give me a row, actually, for not adhering to one of the basic tenets of online marketing activity, which is to create frequent activity on your sites. In this case, Audioboo. Apologies to Audioboo. You're probably quite glad, actually, as well, that you haven't heard my dulcet tones. So anyway, Kyle, this one's for you at 20 to 3 on the 16th of July. Once again, apologies, but fantastic, and thanks to Fatbuzz for being very efficient in the monitoring of customers' online activity. Once again, brownie points there, guys. Kyle and Gordon, look forward to seeing you soon at one of these elusive, fantastic new media breakfasts that you host, Edinburgh, Glasgow, and now Aberdeen. The legend grows, guys. I'm sure there's great things on the horizon for yourselves. Just please keep us up to date with all the relevant technology for maximising the use of online social networks for business purposes. Right. Enough of the plugs, guys. I'll expect a pint in the post. That's a pint of milk, that is. And down to business. Recruitment, my arena. If anybody's listened to me irregularly in the past, they'll know that I run a recruitment business in the central belt of Scotland, which covers the British Isles and the Middle East. Yes, folks, the Middle East. However, I'm not to discuss the Emirates, to be more specific, in that region. I'm here to discuss something peculiar happening in recruitment at the moment, which is the undercharging of very rare skills in specific market sectors. In this case, one close to my heart is the driving sector in the United Kingdom. Why is it that the recruitment industry must be one of the only industries in the UK that undercharges for skills which have a high demand and they're very difficult to find now? Specifically, LGV1 and LGV2 experienced drivers. To come to think of it, if you want to really drill down, were the impact of driving licensing legislative changes which occurred in the last 10 years filtered down into the industry now, and ask any haulier trying to get a class 2 driver, never mind a class 1 driver, is becoming increasingly difficult. Now, as a recruitment industry, our specialism is spending a lot of money in resourcing these candidates because where ad spend has to go up, obviously optimise free media as much as possible, but in essence, time and money, specifically money, or time translated into money, is the real cost of trying to source a skilled LGV1 driver. And the margins in our industry are being driven down. An example of myself is one of the largest contracts we have. We are now 2/3 less gross profit than we were 4 years ago. Now, any industry which continues on this avenue will end up, shall we say, becoming extinct. All I want to know is, I would love to hear from people in the industry as to why they go down this route of undercharging for a rare skill. If you've got something which is in demand, you charge a fair rate and you pay a fair rate. It appears that because the hourly rates have become so high, they've started penalising the very, very people that provide the service. However, the demands upon the service, specifically in driving, has increased bureaucratically, significantly so. One of the main trends has been to offer to a tachograph return service to clients, whereby we are still currently, so I'm led to believe, once again, get in touch with me if I'm wrong, not eligible legally to return tachographs. It is the responsibility of the driver and the haulier. However, anyway, I'll rant on. A couple of points there that I just wanted to make people aware of. I'd love to hear from you in the future. Please keep in touch and keep an eye on these blogs. Back in touch a week from now. Take care. Bye.